We plucked a poem out of a book, scissored it off while the words and letters still popped, while the lines and stanzas curtsied and blushed. We dried and pressed it between the years, between cherry leaves. That makes no sense. Then folded and folded it, posted it into a hole in a stone fruit tree. It was an old style, home style poem. Meaning what? Meaning blossom as light, blossom as hope after winter's tunnel, after the narrow dark. The plan was to reignite the living flame if the flame went out. Hey presto, in April the poem budded and bloomed, and we read it, chanted it, knew it by heart. But it blossomed again in July, then again in December, drunk on meltwater, drugged with the tepid milk of the winter sun. What had we done? What had we done? Streets are learning the language of plum blossom. The trees have spoken. Pink cherry blossom drifts past the heavy windows of airport hotels. Speck of white blossom on the boss's new blue suit. First cuckoo of spring. Cherry in full bloom, defeathered by Friday's storm. Fresh sparrowhawks strike. The bees buy and sell. It's market day on Plum Street. Pollen changes hands. The wild cherry tree dumped me, then brought me flowers, then dumped me again. Wind plays through the boughs. Today a pear tree in bloom, tomorrow a flute. Ignite the beacons, news of the blackthorn's return travels hill to hill. Charged by evening sun, the cherry tree in the field stays lit after dark. Creamy blossom spilt on frozen ground, the hawthorn came prematurely. Old jaguar parked under apple blossom tree becomes snow leopard. Constellations bloom in orchards of April skies. The stars blossomize.